Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy weekend and good morning, radio family. Welcome to another weekend edition of Community Focus. And it is here on our Odyssey stations. Always like to preface and say by thanking you, radio family, for your fine company each and every weekend. And it is that time to engage in another great conversation. And I wanted to specifically, before we get into our topic of discussion, really dedicate this show to caregivers everywhere. So if you're caring for a parent, a grandparent, someone in your family, someone that you love, or if you're someone who knows of someone who fits that particular capacity, this show is for you. I am very excited to engage in this conversation with the newest member of our Community Focus family. We do continue to grow. As we're still in the early throes of 2023, she serves as the Director of Operations for Right at Home. This is in-home care and assistance. And I want to say good morning to the one and only Shanita Dobsons. Good morning, Shanita. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Very good. Not only new to the program, but this likely will be for some, Shanita, new information when it does come to caregiving. Or for those who may be new in this capacity, not quite sure exactly how much of an important role this fulfills. But at the same time, it will also, as I mentioned, will be valuable information for those who are currently caregiving for someone and is looking for a person like yourself to kind of ease the situation because it's a huge responsibility. Being a caregiver, what is your take on that?
It is. Yeah. I definitely agree with that because you give a lot of yourself
exactly.
While taking care of someone else.
Absolutely. Now, you've served as the Director of Operations for how long now?
Going on 7 years.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations. Well, as I always like to say, for those who are willing to share, give us a little background about yourself. Are you originally from the area? How long have you been in Winston-Salem? And what really stood out for you in working for Right at Home in care home, in home care rather, in assistance?
Sure. So I'm originally from Yadkinville, North Carolina.
Yay!
I have been in Winston, I want to say going on about 24 years.
Okay.
I started out in medical in a doctor's office. Nice. From there, I went to the billing side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked for a company who actually got bought out from someone else.
Okay.
And so I was a supervisor there, top heavy. Long story short, I got laid off.
Right.
So during this process, I was applying for jobs and mm-hmm. I came across Right at Home in home care and assistance. And to be honest, I actually didn't even know what they did or what they were.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So with working with them, I found out how it is such a great aspect to the community.
Mm-hmm.
With Right at Home in-home care and assistance, it allows us to be the extra set of eyes, hands, and feet
exactly.
while the family is out, you know, doing the normal stuff they do during the day.
Right.
So they're able to still work. They're able to still hold their jobs while we are able to provide that care for their loved one to stay in their home longer.
And that has to really provide for a lot of area families, Shanita, such a sense of relief, I think is the best word, or one of the best words that comes to my mind immediately. And it also eases, I think, sometimes a frustration, because a lot of us, and I guess it just depends on the family dynamic. Sometimes you only have just one person caring for that individual, whether it's an only child, perhaps it's a husband, it's a spouse, a wife, or things of that nature. And then you may have situations where some of our senior adults either no longer have other family members who are living, or some who have been alone, whether they're widowed, the children have pretty much become, they've left a house, and so now that person has become an empty nester, and things of that nature. So there's so many different dynamics. But when you talk about a person who needs the services that Right at Home in home care and assistance provides, how loving that individuals like yourself and your staff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Make yourself readily available to assist that individual.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, getting back to someone who may be new to caregiving, let's cover that aspect of it first. A person may ask, well, where do I start with this? This is new for me. If I'm looking after a parent or a grandparent or whoever the person, he or she may be.
Okay. So my suggestion with that is there is a lot of avenues. The internet, which serves as a great purpose to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go on the internet and research what is in-home care and assistance.
Right.
As far as Right at Home in-home care and assistance, we have been in business for the one that covers the Winston-Salem, Greensboro Triad area.
Excellent.
For 19 years.
Wow.
Right at Home in-home care and assistance has almost 500 U.S. locations.
Mm-hmm.
And a total presence nearing 600 locations internationally, and we operate in 8 different countries.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Different countries.
We do.
That is great. Yeah. Do you know, can you name a couple just off the top of your head? Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. That was kind of like an aside question, so to speak. But you know what? That to me says that when you come back for a future program, we can readdress that particular topic. Now, Right at Home, and I'm basing this on a couple of notes that was given to me before we got together, founded back in 1995. And it offers in-home care to not only seniors, but this is something that I really appreciate, adults with disabilities.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, yes. So what we do is we come in and we offer assistance with mobility, bathing and hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
We prepare meals. we can run errands for a client or even provide them transportation, say to doctor's appointments or haircuts. You know, our community, our elder adults, they definitely love to keep themselves up.
Absolutely.
So that is a service we provide. We also do light housekeeping with medication reminders as well. And so we have companions, personal care assistants, CNAs, and RNs. So we also can provide skilled care as well. And skilled care consists of wound dressing.
Okay.
We can go in. The RN can fill a medication box. Yep, so that would be a portion of the skill.
Okay. Excellent. Would that sort of coincide or fall under the category if the individual is able to take that person to, and you may have just mentioned this, and please forgive me, sometimes it's like you're trying to listen to a person's response at the same time, make sure you don't repeat it. But what I was getting at, if someone has a very, whether it's a doctor's appointment or a dental appointment, even a hair appointment, things of that nature, that it's great that a service like that is provided. Because what I really appreciate, Shanita, what you just shared, is even though the assistance is being given, at the same time, it's still allowing that senior adult or even that adult with a disability to still have a sense of independence.
Oh, yes.
And I think that is so important. One thing that, and I don't know if you have picked up on this, I do believe that, and I don't have the numbers necessarily to back it up, so I'm just basing it on information that I've seen and read, that perhaps this is the one generation in which we currently have seniors who are living past the typical lifespan. We typically think of most people maybe living into, let's just say, their early or mid-70s. 80s may be stretching it a bit, but you have adults who are like in their 90s. Some are who are even in their early, and there are a couple, you know, every now and then you hear about that story of someone turning 110 or 112 and 114 and really still is active in some capacity even at that age. So it just, I don't know, it's something about that just kind of keeps me encouraged, because I'm the type of individual, even though I'm in my 50s, I'm like, what would it be like for me if I could get another 50 years of life? If I could just get another one or two, I would be happy. But to really, especially if you know of someone who's like that in your family or you have read about someone like that, imagine all the wisdom, all the beautiful stories that you get to hear about that individual and what they did at certain time periods. Of course, like when they were young, then when they became adults, when they started a family, and so on and so forth. Your feedback on that?
Oh, yeah. So definitely, see, our mission at Right at Home In-Home Care and Assistance is to improve the quality of life of those we serve.
Yeah.
And so we do find that people thrive more in their own homes.
Right.
Versus
I really like that. If I can, before we go to our commercial break and our one and only break of the morning, can you sort of describe to our radio family what a typical day would be like if you have an individual that you're going to provide assistance for? Can you think of something recently, like a feel-good story is basically what I'm asking.
Yes, of course. And so with some of our clients, we do offer 24/7.
Oh, wow.
And so we typically do that in three different shifts, or it can be split up into 12-hour shifts. And so we go in, say, to get their day started. Typically, they are so excited to see us come. And so once we get there, we're able to assist them with getting up out of bed, getting their day started. We can assist them with that shower if that's something that they need, or we can just be that standby assist to make them feel safe in their home, knowing that someone is there while they're in the shower in case something did happen. And so once they get their day started, we prepare their meal for them.
Nice.
Do light housekeeping after the meal.
Okay.
And typically we have that companionship with them.
Right.
It could be simple as playing a game of cards with them.
Yeah.
Watching their favorite television show or even reading the newspaper whose their sight isn't as good as
Right.
It could be a walk in the park. a walk around the neighborhood.
Yes.
Or even, like you said, just taking them to that beauty appointment. Mm-hmm. It's the little things in life that still keep them happy.
Absolutely.
And keep their day going.
Absolutely. I'm glad you touched on that with that walk in the park, because you know weather in and around North Carolina is just like all over the map. We'll have four seasons within a 20-30 minute time span. But seriously, as the weather is warming up slightly, and particularly when we do get into those warmer seasonal months, it makes me think about, and this is really good for all of us, is to get that form of exercise, to really take in the beauty of creation and what's around us. And what I really like, because it takes me back to a time, and Shanita, you have probably lived here long enough, when, and I'll just use myself for an example, frequenting Haynes Mall. And going there and seeing all the seniors just walk around the length of the mall. And they would either be doing it independently, as in by themselves, or they would be in groups. And it was just the coolest thing to watch. And I'm thinking, some of them are in better shape.
Oh, yeah.
And they're half my age.
Exactly.
And they're just moving. They're just strutting. And they've got their pace very quick. Very quick. And when I think about now, I have a lot of older friends that are in my congregation that when we're out in the ministry and we're talking with individuals, I have one in particular. I won't name her name because she'll probably hear this and really pounce on me. Why did you talk about me on the radio? But the first time I had an opportunity to work with her, and she's now in her 80s. So when I first met her, she was probably in her mid to late 70s. And I'm like, if you don't slow down, because you're walking me. I felt a little bit embarrassed, but also happy at the same time because she was so spry. But situations like that, especially for a person who is a caregiver, it has to be a good feeling on both sides.
Yes.
For the caregiver and the person that's being cared for.
It is.
Wonderful. Well, let me say, Shanita Dobson, welcome, first of all, to the Community Focus family. You official now, Mama.
Oh, I'm excited.
You're excited
back.
Now?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Hopefully, I have made you feel relaxed and comfortable. You are definitely a part of the family. And I love the fact that we'll have more information to share, particularly for those who are, as I mentioned earlier, in that capacity of being a caregiver. They may want to get in contact with you to learn more about what we're talking about, and particularly about right at home. I really like the emphasis on the in-home care and assistance, because like you said, a lot of our senior adults are very comfortable where they are, which is in their own homes. So we will share more, expound more on that, and just thank you for being a part of the Community Focus family.
Ah. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you. Radio family, you know you are definitely family with me. We will indeed have more great conversation as you're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. And we will return right after this break. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus. Welcome. Thank you so much for being a part of our public affairs program. Radio family, know that you are continuing to do some good things in our communities. And it's always a pleasure to be with you each and every weekend to talk about others doing good things in our community. Our newest Community Focus family member, she's no longer a newbie, I am happy to say, as she wonderfully serves and in the capacity for the last 7 years, Director of Operations for Right at Home. This is in-home care and assistance, and I have Shanita Dobson joining me, Renee Vaughn. Shanita, it again is a pleasure to have you here on the show as our Community Focus family member. And as we are talking about, and I wanted to highlight for those who may not be too familiar with Right at Home, founded in 1995, this offers in-home care to seniors and adults with disabilities who want to live independently. You are also, let me say, very much a part of what is typically every February, and how ironic, we're in the month right now as we're having this conversation, but come February 17th, it will be National Caregivers Day. Expound on that a little bit and the importance of what we can do to encourage those who are caregivers.
Yes, of course. Okay, well, in recognition of the National Caregivers Day on February the 17th, Right at Home In-Home Care and Assistance understands how important it is for caregivers to care for themselves and remain healthy to provide the best care for their loved ones. We know that being a caregiver is a big responsibility and can wear you down physically and mentally. That's why at Right at Home In-Home Care and Assistance, we offer respite care for family caregivers so they can step away to recharge and take care of themselves.
Excellent. Let me ask you this as an aside, Shanita, and this is just a question that just popped into my head. What if you have an individual that, as they're listening to our wonderful conversation, have a passion for doing, kind of similar to what you and your staff do, and they would like to be a part of this, whether it's working with you directly or just wanting to be a caregiver to a family member?
Okay. Right at Home is always looking for quality, compassionate caregivers who have a passion to help seniors and adults with disabilities. So as far as Right at Home In-Home Care and Assistance, they can go to our website and apply.
Great.
They can give us a call at 336-760-7131, and that covers the whole Triad area.
Nice.
Or they're welcome to visit either of our locations in Greensboro or Winston-Salem. As far as someone looking to be a caregiver as a whole, my suggestion would be to research what caregivers are, what they do, and to make sure that you have that compassion for being a caregiver. Because we like to consider it volunteering with a paycheck. So it's not just, oh, I want to go get paid.
Right.
It's not just a job. So you go to Walmart, you ring up groceries. Say fast food, you serve food. But with in-home care and assistance, you need to have that love and compassion for the seniors.
And I'm so glad you touched on that, because when I think about, and I think for all of us personally, having either an older parent or a grandparent, someone that we remember, whether they're still with us or not, the fondest memories of, you know, I know for me personally, I had a very close relationship with, well, with both of my grandmothers, but one passed away when I was only 13, and this was back in the 80s. And my second grandmother, who in 2008 was 97 at the time, and I was in my late 30s when she died, right around 38 years old, if I do the math correctly, so 2008. And so to have had her in my life from the time I was, you know, born up until that 38th year, I reflect on all the memories, you know, all the wonderful things that not only was she as just a person, but the wisdom and watching her literally age right before my eyes. And I'm sure it may be a similar situation with you, and likely for someone who is listening to this program. When we think about our senior adults, and particularly when we compare to basically how they're treated, sadly, there are some in some countries where they're just kind of tossed to the side, kind of forgotten about, because they think, number one, just because you age. Now, obviously, and that's going to be with all of us, you know, things are going to start changing. Our mental faculties, of course, you know, they get sharp. But then again, that also happens in our youth when we start to become forgetful to do things. So it's not just a one-sided issue, but I think it's so important to recognize, particularly for our senior adults, and we have several who listen on a couple of our Odyssey stations. And I guess I just have this soft spot for senior adults because, and maybe for a lot who are listening, because they were likely raised by an older adult, in addition to just a grandparent. Maybe it was someone that they were very close to and very, you know, intimate with, from the standpoint of that person was such an important influence to their lives. And so when I really get a chance to engage in great conversation with you, it's a way for me to personally say thank you for what you do, because a lot of times we can't do it on our own. If we are a caregiver, we need assistance. And so when we think about a wonderful opportunity to find a situation that's known as Right at Home In-Home Care and Assistance, again, and we kind of chatted about this earlier, how it brings such a sense of relief, because a lot of those older adults do want to remain at home. Yeah. That's their comfort zone. That's their space. And a lot, I have to say personally, kudos to our senior adults, because there's some out there that are still fly.
Yes.
And they still doing their thing. And it's like, I think it's more for us to see obviously, because the advent of social media, you know, we have Facebook, we have TikTok. I've seen a lot of senior adults getting used to it. And it's just some of the coolest videos. And then when you think about some of the music that they listen to, I love the fact when the generational gap comes together, because there were times that I would listen to a song and then I'd have my grandparent chime in. I was like, what do you know about this? She said, more than you know, girl. That song been sampled. That was around when, you know, when so-and-so back in my day. So there's just so many wonderful things about senior adults that we can highlight. And just thank you and your staff for what it is that you do.
Oh, you're welcome. It is definitely, it's our pleasure. We enjoy being able to help seniors.
Yeah.
It is. It's such a... kind of like you get a feeling of that you're just giving back.
Right.
Sometimes
absolutely.
It's not even like it's a job.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm sure that's the best part of what you look forward to. Because I wanted to ask, how long have you served again as the director of operations for 7 years, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What was your, do you recall your first day when you became a part of Right at Home? What was that like for you?
I do. I was excited because, again, I didn't even know in-home care existed until I went to work there.
Right.
And just learning the aspects and what all it is that we do and what we can do for the community.
Right.
And working at Right at Home actually helped me in an own personal situation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My dad, who is, he was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And veteran, Medicaid, long-term care insurance, and private pay pays for our services.
Okay.
And my dad got to the end stages of life and he needed to have someone care for him so he could no longer stay in his home alone.
Okay.
So what we did is we moved him into our home, but of course my husband, myself, we still had to work.
Right.
And so we were able to get an agency to come in and provide the care for my father so that way we could still continue on with our daily activities.
Right.
So I go back and I think about my first day at Right at Home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited that I did get to become a part of the Right at Home family.
Right.
Because I've learned so much in that
absolutely.
Process. And all the benefits it offers to the community for the
wonderful.
Seniors and the disabled adults. So it touches home.
Absolutely. And Shanita, thank you for sharing that personal experience, because very likely you have touched the heart of someone who's in a similar situation. And again, as we were talking about earlier, with you having a spouse, there are many caregivers who are literally doing this on their own.
Yes.
And it has to be such a sense of relief, not to mention the support system that comes with this in helping that caregiver or caregivers, you know, like in your situation with you and your husband both caring for your dad. Again, there may be others in that similar situation as well. Speaking of, and you just touched on a word that made me think, how does a person choose a long-term care facility? What's the best route, would you say, to go for that?
So as far as choosing a facility, I can provide my personal information.
Oh, absolutely, if you don't mind.
Right, I was going to say, because we basically, with us, we're in-home care and assistance, so we go into the home to make them be able to stay in their home longer.
Right.
But we do also go into facilities as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Right.
So with facilities, you know, typically a CNA or a nurse is scheduled for an entire hall of residents. And
right.
so what Right at Home in-home care and assistance does is we go into the facility and we provide that one-on-one care for the residents there.
Nice.
And so with a family picking a facility, I suggest they go in, they visit.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time there. Just see how all residents are treated there.
Exactly.
And if possible, take the one with you that's going to be visiting that facility, because it is important to involve them with decision making.
Right,
Because a lot of the older adults feel like you're taking their independence away.
Exactly.
So my suggestion is always involve them when you can.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes that's not
that's
the
a
case,
yeah, that's a difficult
but
thing to
don't
do.
Don't talk around them. Always ensure you're talking to them.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Those are wonderful comments to keep in mind. And again, as we touched on, for those who may not have heard earlier, and I'm going to have you share that information before we come to the conclusion of this great conversation, by the way, all the contact information again for someone who wants to volunteer their time. Now, Shanita, I was wondering, what's the typical age range that comes to mind when it comes to taking care of individuals in their homes? What would you say that range is as far as either the youngest senior adult as opposed to someone that, since you have served as the director of operations, who may be the oldest?
Okay, I would say as the youngest, I would say, in their 40s.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And oldest, we just have a client. I believe she turned 103 this year.
Wow. Now, in case, in Radio Family, Shanita and I were having this discussion earlier, how we were, at least I am, and I'm sure you are too, Shanita, that when we look at our generation or this current generation of individuals, that senior adults are living longer, way past the typical stage of being in either their 80s or even their 90s, like you said, with that resident being 103 years of age. How wonderful it is to see an individual as a, and I always can never remember the word. It's a word that starts with a C. I think it's centenary, and I may not be pronouncing it correctly, but a person who's in their hundreds or above. I'll put it that way. I'll make it simple. But it's really great because it's such a reflection of how much that individual, when you do get to spend 100 years on this earth, what that has to be like. If you have an opportunity, let's just say, to sit down and interview or just talk with that person, how much you would learn from just that one individual.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, how much was gas when you were like in your, you know, in that particular decade, or what was school like, or what was raising a family like? Because obviously things change.
Oh, yeah.
From generation to generation. Now, let me also ask, how can an individual, if we are a caregiver and we want to get in contact with you, and I touched on this a little bit as far as what Right at Home in Home Care and Assistance does, and let's say getting a person to a particular appointment, how do you make, or how can you talk with an older person's doctor if you have to be like the spokesperson for a particular physician?
Okay, so as far as speaking with a doctor, we do partner with home care agencies as well.
Oh,
so
great.
Some home care agencies go in and they do the wound care, or they come in and do their services each week.
Excellent.
And then they think this person could use more assistance.
Yeah.
They could need that one to come in, help them, give that medication reminder,
right,
ensure that they are bathing or getting to those appointments. And so we have that connection with them and we partner with them. A lot of times they will refer clients to us.
Okay.
Or in the same, if we're in the home and we see that someone needs a little bit more,
yeah,
then we always refer and partner with them as well.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What is typically, let's touch on, if we can, sort of the duration, and if you wanted to share another experience of taking care of one individual, how long before that person, even though he or she may have sadly passed away, or maybe some other circumstance had arisen to where they may not need that particular in-home care any longer.
So with the duration of it, it just depends. Like some families will call in the beginning when they do. A lot of families go home for holidays and they notice that their parents may need just that extra set of eyes, hands, and feet there with them. And some families, when it gets closer to the end, even with some of our clients, they can be on hospice care as well.
Okay.
And so it can be just that short duration of time just to be there to ensure that they're comfortable, not knowing that there's not a lot that we can do for them, but that someone is there with
them. Right, and you're doing something, and that's the thing. I'm glad you touched on family because, Shanita, this also made me think about how, and you likely see this firsthand serving again as the director of operations for your staff, you think about many senior adults who consider you like an extended part of the family because you are caring for that individual. I'm sure there comes a time when you develop a degree of closeness.
Yes.
Or that individual, especially when that senior adult or that individual with disabilities becomes very comfortable with you being there because they're seeing you on the regular basis. They know why you're there, why you are so lovingly helping that individual. And I just think about maybe all the friendships and the love that gets developed in between that process.
Oh, yes, there is a lot. And you'll find that families, even to the point where they no longer need our services. Uh-huh. Say they did transition into a facility.
Right.
Then a lot of times our staff will. They've become, like you said, that family member. Mm-hmm. So they'll visit them, just spend time with
great.
Them. Because if you ask a lot of our staff, what is their favorite thing? And
you've
done
yeah,
that plenty
exactly.
of times before. And it's the stories.
Nice.
And they just
yeah.
like to sit and talk.
Oh, wonderful. Now, let's get on the flip side of that. I was asking about the age range with the individual who's being cared for. As far as your volunteers, how young or how young at heart is some of your staff?
Yeah. So they are, you can apply at 18.
Okay.
And we do call it volunteering with a paycheck.
Right.
But, you know, they're definitely paid for
yeah.
the services.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because as we're having this conversation, of course, the majority of our listening audience is in the immediate Piedmont Triad area. We do, of course, because of the reach of our radio signal, go outside of the Carolinas into like the Virginia area. But the great thing about Right at Home, in-home care and assistance is that you're pretty much nationwide. There are several locations. And I know sometimes, like you said, when families travel and you're listening to a visiting radio station or whatever your medium is, because you may be, and it may be the case with some listening to our conversation, that may be from a different area outside immediately of where we're broadcasting from. How nice it is that once they return to their home state or their home area, they can still get the information and particularly the care
yes.
that they may need
mm-hmm.
For a parent or the like. And something we also touched on, it's not only in the U.S., but did you say, and we talked about this earlier, at least 8 countries?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. So it's
that's
500
amazing.
In the U.S.
Yep. That is, so I can imagine the conversations in a different language outside of English that must take place on a daily basis. Well, that's how you become, as they say, bilingual.
Exactly.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Now, you did touch on this, but I wanted to repeat, speaking of those who have a great interest and want to become a part of Right at Home in-home care and assistance, share the phone number again as well as the website information.
Yes. So the telephone number is 336-760-7131. And as far as our website, if you go to Right at Home, mm-hmm. like we said, there's 500 locations within the U.S. So just ensure that you type in Right at Home Winston-Salem,
okay.
and that will bring you to our triad area.
Great.
And you did mention people hearing it, you know, all over.
Right.
And so with that, when you go to the main Right at Home website,
mm-hmm.
if you type in the location there, it can give you the closest office.
Excellent.
Or with Right at Home being in a franchise, pick up the phone and call any Right at Home. They'd be happy to direct you to the closest
Wonderful.
Right at Home near you.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that would be rightathome.net. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Any closing thoughts or comments, anything that I didn't cover that you wanted to take the opportunity to share with our radio family, Shania?
No, just how thankful we are
yeah.
for the caregivers. With it being National Caregivers Day
Absolutely.
On February 17th,
yes.
we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you
yes.
to all those that take the time to care for the seniors, because we do all know that one day that'll be us.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for mentioning that, too, because in closing thoughts, Shanita, that makes me think that even though we're designating one day, really, caregivers should be recognized every
yes.
single day, because it's not always the easiest thing to do when it comes to caring for an aging loved one or a person with disabilities. But I am just continually amazed for those who do this on an everyday basis.
Agreed.
These, I think, are the true heroes and sheroes that we don't get the opportunity to spotlight like we're doing on a program such as Community Focus. I think that's another thing that touches me personally, being a host of a public affairs program like this, is because it really does spotlight needed conversations
yes.
such as this. And when you are a caregiver and you may sometimes feel you have nowhere to turn, that really isn't true. When you think about Right at Home, in-home care and assistance, radio family, we can't encourage you enough that whether you're hearing this information for the first time or you're already familiar with the wonderful staff that includes Shanita Dobson, continue to reach out and share this information with others as well, including the contact information, the website information, and things of that nature. Well, before we officially bring this conversation to a close, Shanita, I cannot let this program come to an end without recognizing another family member. She has been sitting here with us quietly, listening in on our conversation with the brightest, beautifulest, I know that's not a word, but most beautiful smile, I'll put it that way. She happens to be a senior. She is a Ramilly, got Ramilly in the house, senior at Winston-Salem State University, and she's actually majoring in healthcare management. I wanted to say and give a shout out to Dominique. Pass the mic over. Dominique, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Well, first of all, graduate, congratulations, class of 2023.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
It feels like it was a long journey, but I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate your presence because obviously this was a great experience for you being in healthcare management and likely wanting to follow in the footsteps of someone like Shanita. So what a wonderful role model I'm sure she has been. But what made you, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on the spot, what made you get into healthcare management at SU?
Well, first, I initially started as a nursing major.
Okay.
But I felt like that I could make a more substantial impact focusing on the operational functions that are essential to deliver better healthcare services.
Excellent. Well, I wish you and all the seniors at Winston-Salem State and really everywhere listening to us here on Community Focus the absolute best. So Dominique, thank you so much. Shanita, thank you. You ladies are family, so know that the door remains open anytime you want to come back on the program.
Oh. Yes, well, thank you for having us and look forward to being here again.
Absolutely. I look forward to it as well. In the meantime, ladies, this is how I always like to sign off with my show because I personally don't like goodbyes. For me, in some instances, are just too final and too permanent. So instead of saying goodbye, I always like to close the show with there are no goodbyes, just until next time. So I look forward to that next time, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, radio family. Yes, you know my saying on a program like this. Indeed, there are no goodbyes. And let me just also add, before we do officially wrap up another great conversation, thank you once again for all the wonderful things you are doing in our communities. Please keep up the great work. And until that next time, you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Please, as I also like to say in signing off, until that next time, stay safe and everyone take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.